Edwards's batting average, left-handers and facing left-handers, only 119. But when you're facing Harper and he's only had limited at-bats, you're facing the legend of Harper. Not only that is he sat out, damage he can do.
There's a drive to right. No doubt about it. Tie game.
No biggie. Ain't no thing. Let's not panic. It's unbelievable. I've been sitting here for an hour. Andy Mazur's got his head under the table.
Do what?
Harry Tynowitz has been miserable since he walked in the studio. I'm just walking around telling everyone, totally fine. No big deal. Carl Edwards will be great on Monday. Quintana, ready to roll. Don't worry about Max Scherzer. We weren't going to sweep the Nationals. No big deal being up 3-1 in the eighth inning of a huge playoff game and blowing it. These things happen. Just move on. We stole one in Washington.
What happened when the light went on?
I don't know. Was this
the conversation we were having before the show started?
Why was your head on the table?
I don't remember. I don't recall.
Was it like a Game of Thrones
it
moment?
Might have been, yes.
Special night here for everybody. True Blue. I'm Mark Carmen. He's Andy Mazur. He's Harry Tynan. It's Joe Romano producing. We have 50 minutes to entertain you, entertain ourselves, feel better about Game 3, make me feel better, 312-981-7200. That one hurts. Let's just be honest. You're up 3-1 in the eighth. I don't care about the whole – this is the real mean right now. I don't care about the whole concept. Oh, we stole one. Doesn't matter in the playoffs. Cubs lose games at Wrigley. They win on the road, vice versa. There's no such thing as stealing one. You're up 3-1. John Lester pitched extremely well. The hitting wasn't great, but Anthony Rizzo gave you enough. And listen, they had their eighth inning guy on the mound who's going to be there on Monday, and he didn't come through, and it hurts. And you move on, and here's Game 3, and it's a tough series.
Can we just dispel this whole thing about this matchup thing, about Montgomery facing Harper? I mean, Ron Darling made a lot of bad analysis tonight, in my opinion, but the one thing he got right was that the numbers that Carl Edwards has against right. left-handed batters is better than he has against right-handed batters. It was a terrible pitch.
It was an awful pitch.
And he usually doesn't throw terrible pitches.
It was just a terrible pitch. It had nothing to do with the matchup.
Well, and we'll play some sound here as we'll try to jam-pack as much as we can. All those guys from Joe Maddon to John Lester to Carl Edwards to anybody else that spoke in that clubhouse, Anthony, did I mention Rizzo? Mm-hmm. Did I say Chris Bryant? I don't think I did.
No.
They all said that, hey, we have tons of confidence in Carl. Carl said he's got confidence in Carl. And he should have confidence himself. His stuff is good enough. But we won't know a young pitcher like that getting hit in that moment. We're not going to know how he's going to respond until he gets back on the mound in the playoffs again, which hopefully will come on Monday.
This is not out on the ledge time. This is get back to Wrigley and take care of business on Monday, baby, and we're going to be in the driver's seat. And I'd rather be the Cubs than the Nats.
That's fine, and I agree. However, somebody after Monday is going to be one game away from their season ending, and somebody's going to be one from moving on. It's a very short series. It happens fast.
Yeah, and someone else is going to be one day closer to death. I mean, you want to be negative? You can be negative. Someone's going to be a game away from going to the NLCS.
That's what I'm talking about. I am going to be on edge the entire playoffs. I can't help
Always.
It. That's part of the fun.
No, I know. I mean, fun for you.
I handled it well. I left Harold Tynowitz in the seventh inning, Cubs were winning, things were great. I went to Harry Carey's, had dinner, watched the game. Girlfriend Chelsea's there. Harper launches into the night. She goes from being the happiest person on the planet to not the happiest person on the planet. And I was kind of just...
Did that happen right when you showed up?
Not nice, incorrect. And actually, she was fine after the Harper homer. I just got it wrong. After the Zimmerman homer. Yeah.
The pop fly to left.
To the Don Zimmer homer. Yeah. To the Ryan Zimmerman homer in that sign.
Pop up to left.
Let me, people on Twitter trolling Ben Zobrist. Are you kidding me? It was a pop up. He was drifting back on, ran out of room. It's a 9-foot wall. he's not going to make the catch.
Yeah, I don't quite get it. And then Madden was asked about it. Hey, did Ben Zobrist make a mistake there and not catch the ball? And I'm like, what? Is that a real question?
Do the same people complain when Benedetti can't climb the Green Monster at Fenway?
I guess, you know. I mean, you know, you're supposed to catch everything.
Which, meanwhile, the dude that caught Rizzo's home run is the greatest Cub fan of the playoffs so far and has a chance to, I don't know. I think the Cubs should honor that dude with at least a 10-game package next year.
He's better than Nacho Man.
He's way better than Nacho Man.
Nacho Man got nachos.
Uh-huh. This guy got a baseball, and it was a home run.
It's 312-981-7200. Love to hear from you. Cub fans, if you're panicking, call us. We'll do our best to talk you off the ledge. And by the way, if you feel really good and you want to talk me or any of else, Mazur, you're
on. I'm not on the ledge. Yeah, I'm good.
Well, okay. So first,
and for the record, I'm not on the ledge, but I'm on. Right. I'm just thinking about how high I was last night to how not high I am right now. It's like the University of Iowa back 25 years ago to now. It's a big difference. Go ahead.
All right. First, let's look at. There's two kinds of Cub fans. There's the kind that always, like me, that lives in this, like, false sense of confidence world. Then there's the kind that, like, you know, will never make it. Let's look at what went right tonight, okay? John Lester was dynamite.
He was
dynamite. Second night in a row that the Cubs have gotten outstanding performance from a starting pitcher. Wilson Contreras, who, you know, really hasn't homered since he came back from his injury.
That was his first one, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. That was a big
sure
time. Big time to go yard. Carm called it a moonshot.
It was.
You know, and I agree with that. And then Rizzo, you know, I mean, the dude is on fire, okay? So, I mean, a lot went right tonight. What went wrong is the bullpen didn't come through.
Wilson Contreras is, I mean... Hold on a second. I meant to say Anthony Rizzo is flat out adorable the way he's going about his business. Contreras is in a huge spot, hitting behind him, and that was a big. The best thing about Contreras' homer is it came right after the Nationals got on the board. Yeah. Right back at you, bam, we're tied. That's always a thing in baseball.
Yeah, first home run since being on the DL.
Should the Cubs have gotten more off of Gio Gonzalez?
Yeah, I think the answer to that is yes. Some guys have not found their rhythm in the playoffs yet. Javi Baez would be one of those guys. Mm-hmm. Ian Happ looked overmatched tonight and not impressive in his playoff debut.
Yeah.
Albert Almora.
Well, let's talk about Almora.
Okay.
Because, you know, last night we were talking about who we thought would be in the lineup. And the only one that you and I disagreed on was Almora. I had Jay starting the game tonight. I thought Jay was going to play left and Happ was going to play center. Now, I'm okay with Almora being out there. I think he's tremendous defensively, and, you know, if he gets on base, is a threat. But in his first start, I mean, you're talking about leading him off on the road, so he's the guy that sets the tone. I personally, again, and I know it's second guessing. The game is over, and, you know, he went 0-for-4.
Well, you said it last night.
But I said, you know, that I thought maybe if he's going to play, you probably drop him in the order a little bit to take a little pressure off of him.
What? And it wouldn't even be dropping him. I was shocked that he let him off.
Yeah, the guy's kind of confused by that.
He's had 17 at-bats all year in the leadoff hole, and maybe some of those came on a double switch, too. I don't know exactly how many times the guy actually led off the game.
This is what Joe Maddon does.
He had 10 starts. He had 10 starts in the leadoff.
10 starts in the leadoff hole. Okay. It's not the first time. It feels, like, way foreign to me. I was surprised that you would put him in that spot.
Joe Maddon, Jason Hayward played 12 games in center. There he is in center field last night.
Yeah, I mean, and it's strange, you know, that the playoffs bring that kind of a thing out. But okay, listen, I get it. These guys are experienced. They're professional athletes that you know, that they're versed in playing all the positions that they need to, you know, be versed at.
Here's what we need to do. We need to for Albert Almora Jr. For Ian Happ. We need to call San Diego and get Matt Caesar's bats up here right away.
He would probably do it, too.
Great idea.
Last year, Rizzo and Addison Russell were off kilter, and they woke up just in time.
Yeah, absolutely correct.
This week on Chicago's Best, it's all about Madison. That would be the street from east to west. Chicago's Best, covering the best of Madison Street. Chicago's Best, Sunday night at 10 on WGN-TV. Let's hear from some guys in the locker room coming on back here. We've got some Joe Maddon for you. We've got some Carl Edwards. We've got some Anthony Rizzo. Let's get ready for Monday, baby. Let's get ready for Monday. Let's keep it positive. Let's keep the head up. Let's realize that we can still say the words, World Series champion Chicago Cubs, period. End of story. Win on Monday. Be up 2-1. Mazur's laughing at me.
I just love laughing at you.
It's,
let me correct something real quick.
Yeah.
10 games in the number one spot for Almora. Three starts.
Okay, that sounds more moronic. Love to hear from you. 312-981-7200. Here till midnight on our True Blue special, Cubs playoff special, 720 WGN.
The Nats have rallied to tie it here in the eighth and threatened to take the lead. In the air to right field, Zobrist goes back at the track. And that ball is gone! Ryan Zimmerman! A 3-run homer!
Ernie Johnson on the call on TBS. I love Ernie Johnson, especially when he's doing the NBA on TNT. Baseball play-by-play. Perhaps not his forte, his Matt Forte. I would never say anything bad about Ernie. I'm only saying it for you, Mazur, because you look like you want to crush.
No, I'm all good with Ernie.
Do you like Ernie as a play-by-play guy?
Ron Darling wasn't a little prepared tonight.
Yeah. Ernie's a great man. I've met him a couple of times. I really like Ernie Johnson. Anyway, the Cubs lost 6-3, and the series is tied at a game apiece, and they're coming home on Monday. And we're going to hear in a moment here from Carl Edwards, from Joe Maddon, from Anthony Rizzo.
And a bunch of Cub fans.
312-981-7200. By the way, on Monday, we will have the worst of the two pitchers. Let's just remind ourselves of that. Let's file that away.
Well, the healthier of the two pitchers.
Okay, go ahead. Let's get the call. I'll talk to you about that.
I want to hear your response to Max Scherzer, Jose Quintana.
What makes you think that they have the worst of the pitchers now, the way that Quintana ended the season? And that Scherzer is grabbing at his hamstring.
Okay. All right. I hope you're saying let's throw out the possibility that Quintana is going to outpitch Scherzer. If you told me right now, if I told you this, that
a healthy Scherzer, I got a different story. But a not healthy Scherzer, I got a different tune for that.
Would you not agree that it would be a win on Monday if after six innings both pitchers are out and the game is tied?
Yeah.
That would be a win,
of course.
Right? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's a win in any playoff game.
Wow. And both of Quintana's eyes are the same color. Unlike Max Scherzer.
Max Scherzer has two different colored eyes. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. He looks like a Bond villain.
Well, then we're going to win. No doubt. We got him now. Hey, Paul in Woodstock, welcome to WGN. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just trying to look at the bright side of tonight's loss. Those of us who have tickets for Tuesday night's playoff game know we're going to a playoff game.
It's all about you, isn't it, Paul?
That's right.
God bless you, Paul. Absolutely, you're right.
Where are you sitting, Paul?
I think the Cubs are going to get it. I think the two games at Wrigley is the two that they need, and they'll both be wins.
Where are you sitting on Tuesday night, Paul?
Upper deck.
500 or 400?
400. 400 and 10 rows up.
400 and what?
I think it's 425. I think
those are nice.
First base sider.
That's like behind the end deck circle.
You can you can wave to Bruce Levine right from your seat. It's an outstanding spot. I love it.
Yeah, should be great.
Paul, you're the man. Congratulations, you're going to game four. It's official. Hopefully you'll be going to the game that the Cubs clinch.
Yeah, and it'd be great if it was prime time. So maybe
nope.
LA will
nope.
sweep.
Nope. Not happening.
Not going to happen?
No. It could get moved. It's not. They're not going to be in prime time. As far as
What if it's the only game?
My understanding is that
what if everybody's what if the other three series
baseball,
have all swept?
Baseball fears Mitchell Trubisky.
He's talking about Tuesday. Thanks, Paul. Appreciate you.
Yep, Bruce.
I don't think it can get switched to prime
time.
Hold on. Maybe I'm wrong.
It might be if it's the only game.
If the two American League series are finished and the Dodgers hold on to this lead tonight and sweep in Arizona Monday, it's the only game. It's prime.
Okay. I suppose it's possible. It's going to be an afternoon game.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to remind everybody, though, Tuesday night, Hawks-Canadians right here on WGN.
Nice.
And we'll be on after the old Blackhawks game with our post-game celebration as we move on to the NLCS. Can we hear from Anthony Rizzo, please? Because I need some, you're not going to knock us down is what it says on here. This is like a tub of thumping. What's that tune?
Chumbawamba. Yeah.
Chumbawamba.
Tub thumping.
Give me a
1997.
Give me some Rizzo and you're not going to knock us
Get
down.
Out here.
Yeah, I mean, it's baseball. It doesn't really, you're not going to knock us down. You know, we gave up a home run to Rajay Davis to tie the game in the ninth inning or the eighth inning. So, you know, it's part of the journey. It's you got to embrace it. It's obviously not a good feeling to lose, but the way we did, but it's part of it. It's part of the experience.
I get knocked out. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I need to hear it. I do. I need to hear it. I need positivity.
So Major flowing. Came up with both the band name and the title of the song.
And the year.
And I would have just said, the title. Yeah, the year.
It's all good.
This is what we all need right now at 11:28 on a Saturday night after you blow a 3-1 lead. Come on!
You missed the post.
One time. Game 3 Monday. Let's get ready for it. On a tub of Wumba.
Missed the post,
Chumba
man.
Wumba.
Chumba Wumba.
Tub thumping.
Yeah, the Loop is not going to call you.
Not right now, but I can
talking
get better.
Talking over the lyrics. You missed the posts. Other than that, it was a great, great entry.
Twisting the night away. No problem. Cubs and the Nats tied at 1.
To third, Rendon. To Murphy. Murphy. Zimmerman. And the Washington Nationals, who were against the ropes, deliver an eighth inning knockout and tie the series at a game apiece.
Well said, Ernie Johnson. They were up against those ropes indeed. Although teams do come back from two games down to do it. There was a team last year that was down 3-1 and won 3 in a row and won the World Series. Anybody remember that team?
Yeah.
So I remember.
You never know what happens in the baseball playoffs, and that certainly played out tonight. Mark Kermit, Andy Mazur, Harry Tynewitz with you until midnight, and then Carl and Lisa will be here.
Can I dispel one thing? Momentum in baseball is non-existent unless your starting pitcher the next day performs. So I don't think there's any real advantage for these Nationals now that we hit. Okay, it was Bryce Harper with a big home run. It was Ryan Zimmerman with a pop fly home run. It doesn't mean anything if Max Scherzer isn't any good for them.
Agreed. But I do think that there was a big psychological brick sitting on the head of everyone in that Nationals dugout tonight.
Okay,
because
I'll give you that.
They hadn't won a playoff series, and they were about to lose both of their home games. So I do think that there was opportunity lost tonight for the Cubs.
That.
But you're absolutely right. But I mean,
I don't think it carries over like people think that, you know, like in the NBA or an NFL team. You get on a roll, and it's not really reliant upon one guy going out there. I mean, yeah, your quarterback is important, obviously. Your point guard's important, but momentum, and it's been the cliche and the old saying in baseball for as long as I've been around the game, and probably even longer than that, that momentum is only as good as the next day's starting pitcher.
It's a moronic media fallacy is what it is.
Yeah. So I wouldn't put a whole lot in it. I would say that, Harry, you bring up a good point about just the fact that now the Nationals have a little more confidence in their ability, and they know that they can come back in the game late, but they also know that they're playing a team that did that routinely last year and did it routinely in the second half of the season as well.
Let's hear from Carl Edwards, who did give it up in the eighth tonight, as we all know. First off, he didn't question the actual pitch that he threw that Bryce Harper hit, and it's still gone.
Harper, he can hit, so, but I don't feel like it was his time. I mean, you make the wrong pitch. I could have made the wrong pitch to anybody. It would have been probably the same thing.
So people are worried that, oh, no, Bryce Harper is now going to be on fire because he hit that ball out and he had been struggling coming back from the injury. That pitch was so bad that I agree. Like, I think amazing you would
terrible.
Hit that out.
It was a terrible pitch. I would at least hit it to the warning track. But, I mean, that was a meatball. I mean, it was coming out. You could see Harper's eyes lighting up as it was being released.
And next time you're going to throw that pitch, just instead of throwing that pitch, you could put, like, Ian Happ at short center and let Harper hit it off a tee.
Mm-hmm. It's the truth.
Let's ask CJ a question. CJ, you want to get back out there?
I wish I could have it tomorrow if we played. But I want it right back. Kyle, same situation.
Which, of course, is what he's going to say, and we'll see how he does.
I believe him.
It was the same guy, though, that was having a little bit of a confidence issue midway through this year. I mean, there were a lot of guys in that bullpen that were struggling. So I'm happy to hear him say that.
Yeah, and it's a good what makes me feel good about what you just said is that guys need to learn how to come out of a hole.
Yeah.
And so he has learned that. And so once you have that experience and are able to build yourself back up, you, there is a certain confidence that comes along with doing that. Let's hear from Joe Maddon, who, hey, man, you sure you wanted CJ out there against Bryce Harper?
CJ was the right man for the job. He hung a curveball. The guy didn't miss it. Harper's good. CJ is really good. CJ numbers against left-handed hitters are among the best in all of baseball. To say that I did not say anything in a derogatory manner towards CJ would say I don't have confidence in him. I have all the confidence in the world in him. If that happens again, you're going to see CJ back out there. He made a bad pitch, and the guy didn't miss it. And that's it. Sometimes that happens. Bryce is good. CJ is good. Bryce got him.
Well, it's part that he's got confidence in CJ, and it's part that there's no one else. You know, I mean, who else is he going to go?
Well, okay, so now this is so. I saw the roster, and it bugged me, and I haven't said anything for 2 days, but Leonis Martin instead of Rondon.
I'm with you on this, Harry.
I mean, you've got one less option in the bullpen, a guy that used to be your closer, in favor of a guy that is a pinch runner slash late inning
pitcher
defensive replacement. Right, his first time in a Cubs uniform.
He's got a great arm.
I mean, you've got Elmora who can play center tremendously. You've got John Jay who can play center fantastically. Why is Leonis Martin on this roster and not Hector Rondon?
I totally agree. He's completely redundant. You don't need him. You really don't. And I'm glad that Lackey's on there because you had to have him backing up with Arrieta. Who knows what that's going to look like. But you could have had Rondon. I would have had Rondon over Martin. I don't know where you're at on that.
Yeah, I was kind of curious about that. I didn't think there was any issue with Grimm being left off. I thought that Rondon was probably the guy that was the odd man out. And it was kind of interesting the way that it was constructed. And I was actually trying to figure out a rationalization about that, and I was kind of left a little dumbfounded there.
I wonder if the South Bend Cubs will leave Justin Grimm off their playoff roster next year.
Could be.
It was interesting when they showed the dugout last night, and there's Grimm, and everyone's kind of jumping up and down as the Cubs are scoring, and yeah, Grimm's not really that excited about it. One more from Joe Maddon about just summing up how the Cubs did in Washington, period.
Yeah, there's an upside and a down. Of course, you'd like to be going home 2-0. We played so well for 2 days. I cannot be happier than I am with our group right now. The way we've approached the day, the effort, the game, the execution, everything's been wonderful, really good. So they hit a couple home runs in the eighth inning, and I'm not going to lose sight of the fact that, yeah, I mean, it's one of those, the proverbial comment that you'd be happy leaving 1-1 before the series began. But you'd really like to be leaving 2-0 leading in the eighth inning.
There you go. And so he's always going to be positive.
No brainer. I mean, that's the truth.
If they lose the series, he's going to say positive things. We had a great year. This team's young. I expect us to fully be back. It's hard to repeat. We'll absolutely be back. I love these guys. He's never going to say anything negative, literally ever, which is fine. That's just, you know, you want your team to A, respect you, B, like you, the whole thing. So, but I, you know, hey, they have played well outside of the eighth inning tonight.
You can't argue with it. I mean, there were some missed opportunities, I think, again, against Gio Gonzalez.
Yeah.
Especially you had him on the ropes. But, you know, we look back at some of the positive things. You know, we mentioned Wilson Contreras with a home run there. Good to see Willie get back and swing in the bat a little bit with some power. And, you know, what the Brizzo, the lumber company, has been doing has been pretty impressive. And it really has kind of masked what's been going on with the rest of the lineup, and that includes, you know, the World Series MVP of a year ago, Ben Zobrist, who, in my opinion, and again, these guys will never say anything about this. We'll hear about it when the series is over. I don't think that wrist has been right all year. I don't think that wrist has been right the entire season.
I agree with you on that, too.
It's like in hockey, you'll find out.
Yeah,
oh,
guy's playing with a broken leg.
Yeah, guy playing an entire series with a broken leg.
Yeah. Hey, it's 312-981-7200. Let's build a bridge. Let's talk about who's going on Monday, what the atmosphere is going to be like, how we're going to welcome the Cubby home. Harry, are you going to be in the ballpark? You're probably not going to be in the ballpark. What are you going to do?
I'm probably not going to be in the ballpark. I'll be there in spirit. It's a big day for me because I've got the Mitchell Trubisky era starting.
There you go. Mazur?
I will not be in the ballpark, but I will be viewing for sure. The appetizer to the Mitch Trubisky era beginning.
I will be climbing the wall somehow, some way to get in. Thank you for asking.
Are you going to be wearing that great starter's jacket you wore last year?
What did I wear last year?
The little members-only Cubs jacket that you had?
Did I wear that to the game?
Yeah, you wore that little starter jacket.
No,
I didn't. Yeah, you did.
Did I really?
Yes, you did.
Did that come with like a bottle of high karate?
Did I wear that?
You did, yeah.
It's really embarrassing.
Yeah, you did.
That was bought at a garage sale.
Well, remember, he's got a girlfriend now, so he doesn't have to dress himself.
I think maybe that's been pitched already.
No, it hasn't been pitched. If I wore it last year, I got to wear it again.
I'm pretty sure you wore it, because I remember you wearing it into the studio after you were at the game.
That's weird that I did that, but
yeah, I'm pretty sure you did.
It's like three sizes too small.
And even if you didn't, I'm going to continue it now because I want to see you wear it.
All right.
I remember you wearing leggings to the game. I'm like, why would you wear leggings?
All right, let's take a quick timeout. 312-981-7200. You want to jump on board? We have 15 minutes left of our True Blue Cubs playoff special series, tied at 1, coming home on Monday, 720 WGN.
Oh, yeah. The positive about it is we're going back 1-1, not, 0-2 or something. So, like I said, we got Monday coming, and, we'll see how that goes. And I feel like we have enough firepower ourselves to, walk away with this one.
Whole lot on that man's shoulders. And you're the eighth inning guy. And there really is no one else. I mean, I guess they could go to Strope and maybe have Montgomery pitch the seventh if they wanted to do that. But they're very thin in the bullpen.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember when they made the Justin Wilson trade? Who was going to be the eighth inning guy?
I think it was going to be Justin Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody want to see that guy on the mound in the playoffs?
No, not really.
Yeah. Not really at all. Hey, it's True Blue, our Cubs playoff special with you after every Cubs game on Monday. We will be here super late, or I will be here super late with Patty at midnight, because we do have Hamp and OB with Coz, Bears, Mitchell, Trubisky, the whole thing. So, all right, Max Scherzer, who's in the lineup here, team, as Joe Maddon, I'm sure, is probably thinking about it right now. What do you guys do? Pressure.
Well, yeah, I think it goes back to that more normal lineup, and I think that you might not see Ben Zobrist. I just kind of have a feeling that you may not see him. I think Hayward's back in there. I would love to see John Jay play center field. I'd like to see Schwarber in left, and the usual suspects around the infield. I mean, I just think that the outfield is the thing that's in flux usually.
Let me just throw this one crazy question out there. Mm-hmm. By far, the best defense is Russell at short and Baez at second.
Mm-hmm.
Would you be willing to – I want Ian Happ in the lineup. So do you want to put Happ in left for Schwarber, or do you want to put Happ at second, move Baez to short, and let Addison Russell come off the bench?
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, I think, Russell's actually had some decent at-bats. I mean,
I think Russell looks good, man.
And Javi's actually the one that's – struggling. I might just keep Russell in there and let Javi maybe come off the bench.
What? He's the best defensive infielder in baseball history.
You got to pick your poison. I mean, you have to either go with a great defensive lineup or you have to go with an offensive lineup. I mean, it's not a question at this point. It's more of, do you trust Quintana first of all, which I think they do. I mean, there's certain pitchers you have to have the better defensive lineup in there for.
Right, Kyle Hendricks, for example.
Exactly.
Kyle Hendricks is ground ball city.
He's a contact pitcher.
Right, he pitches to contact. So
Quintana's going
to
strike guys out.
Ian Happ, 24 homers, mm-hmm. 64, 67 RBI.
Yeah, since May.
And he didn't come up here until week six or seven. I mean, I want Ian Happ on that wall. We need him on that wall. Yeah. I think it's got to be at the expense of either Schwarber. You're saying Baez, Russell.
It just seems to me at this point that if the outfield is going to be the spot that somebody is going to have to play for somebody, and it might be Schwarber. I mean, I don't have the numbers in front of me who does well against Scherzer. I'm sure there haven't been too many guys that have been ultimately successful against him, but that might play into it as well.
I think there's a 0.0% chance that they do anything different with Russell and Baez.
I would think that they're set.
I like how you're thinking, Harry. I just don't think they're going to do it. And I don't see how you can play Ian Happ after how he looked tonight. Now, that's unfair, perhaps.
Yeah, it's one game. I mean,
Schwarber didn't exactly look great either, but he does have the track record of last year. I think Schwarber's going to be in there. At least through six or whatever. Obviously, he's not going to last the entire game. Another huge question for Monday. Let's just, you know, are we confident in Jose Quintana? First ever start in the playoffs. You got to like that he's a lefty going up against that lineup. That's helps, I suppose. But, you know, you made the trade. It changed around the season, or at least certainly helped. And now, hey, man, this is your time.
Here you go. Take the ball.
This is it. Can you do it?
I'm certain he can. I'm certain he can. And the last time we saw him pitch, he looked great. The last time we saw Scherzer pitch, he didn't look great. And he was grabbing his hammy. So, I mean, I'm feeling pretty good about Quintana. And here's another weird thing. Bryce Harper, remember last year when he walked him like 12 times in one game?
Really frustrated him.
Yes, it did. And Zimmerman's having the year of his life, and they both homered tonight. And I'm still most frightened of Daniel Murphy because of what happened in 2015 when he was wearing the blue and orange of the Mets. That guy is a Cub killer.
Yeah.
I live in fear the entire playoffs. I'm afraid of the eight hitter. I'm afraid of who's on the mound. I'm afraid that that's how I go about my playoff baseball.
I know we're running up against it here, but let me ask you guys a question here. Are you surprised after the Nationals won tonight's game that Dusty Baker is actually going with Scherzer in game three and not holding him back to game four with a local kid, Tanner Roark, who's had a pretty decent year, maybe pitching in his hometown here or about there? I mean, I know you can't manage for the next game. I mean, for the game after, you know, you can't manage for game four unless you win, you know.
Unless you're Lou Piniella.
Well, it's the truth. But, I mean, I'm still kind of scratching my head a little bit there. I think the Cubs made the right decision, in my opinion, to move Arrieta back to four because I think that gives him a little time. Plus, you're going to figure out if he's ready by then because if he's not, John Lackey's going to start that game.
It's a very Dusty move. I'm still shocked that he pitched to Rizzo last night.
It's a good point.
You know, it's a very Dusty Baker move.
All right. Game three, Monday. Thanks for being with us tonight as we do our True Blue. I was ready to plan out the NLCS, and I had the World Series where, you know, the whole deal.
One game at a time.
It's a little speed bump, Carm. That's all it is, speed bump.
Hope you're right, Harry. 720 WGN. Carm and Lisa coming right up. Hey. Harry, you staying positive?
I'm staying positive unless you go telling your girlfriend how to play ping pong.
Mazer, are you staying positive?
Even keel.
That's what I'm talking. You are. All right.
Even keel.
I appreciate it. Thanks for being with us tonight, and we will talk to you from a sports standpoint tomorrow at 3. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNRadio.com.